ask me, say he asks, or you ask this said person who comes up to you and says they're born again.
Okay. Which 60% of Americans say they're born again. Latest polls, which is absolutely craziness. But anyway, a lot of people say 60% is what the latest Pew poll said, like 50 to 60% of Americans say they're born again, which is foolishness. What's that? I don't know. It's some poll group that I saw an article one time that said that a lot of people in the street I know say they're born again, but they don't have the fruit of it. But go ahead with your question.
Is wearing heavy makeup.
Yeah.
Say this person has piercings and is wearing revealing clothing. Sir?
Yep. That's fruit that they're not really transformed, or they're not, they haven't been taught that. So if they haven't been taught it and they'll respond to it, they may repent and get in line with God's word. If they're rebellious against it, they're either not born of God or they're rebelling against the Holy Spirit, because the Bible teaches us to not adorn our bodies, to not make up our... Pagans and harlots wore makeup, that's it, not godly women in the Bible. So all of that would be outside of being a holy person. Maybe they don't know about it, they need to be taught it. If they'll respond to it, then that's good fruit. If they don't respond to it, they're rebelling against God. They're going to lose their soul as they live in willful sin.
Your wife, I asked her if, well, because I had my friend here, she's wearing makeup, and earlier she...
Yeah, I talked to her. I love your soul. I care for you.
She was told that she looks like a harlot.
Yeah, I said that. Only harlots wore makeup. Absolutely. And I specifically said, I'm not calling you a harlot. I said women dress up their bodies and paint their faces, and they dress like a harlot. Harlots dress to draw attention and to allure men.
Sir, you just said only harlots wear makeup.
Right, in the Bible. In the Bible, only harlots and pagans wore makeup. That's what I said.
No,
today, so-called Christian women are wearing makeup. And it's not of God. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Only.
I was actually there when we talked earlier. He did biblically say in the Bible.
Thank you.
You didn't call her one. You said, I'm not calling you one.
Right. I specifically said it. Thank you for that backup. By testimony, eyewitness, all things will be established.
So, I'm not saying.
And why does she?
Actually, we had this conversation with my wife. I said, honestly, you don't have to wear makeup. I said,
yeah, if she's doing it for you, she should never do it outside of the house.
I sure told my wife, I said, it's kind of like Satan's tool. Because
of course it is.
God made you the way he wants you.
Yep.
You're beautiful in God's eyes. So...
And if it's only for you, why does she wear it when she leaves the house and goes to work?
I agree. I can't argue with that.
It's for men to look at her so she feels good about herself. Yeah. She's not getting her value from Christ. She's getting it from people.
Yep.
And her flesh.
No, I agree. I mean, it's a shooting. It's just...
Remember, all things come back to... You look really familiar to me. Did I meet you last year?
We talked last year. We've actually met my dad as well after we spoke last year.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He passed away in January.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I actually have one of your cards. It's
take another one.
A bookmark in one of my Bibles.
Awesome, awesome. I'm sorry to hear about your dad, but life and death comes to all of us. And so I hope you're striving for the kingdom.
Well, I would love to sit down and have a conversation.
Email me anytime, man. Set it up. Call me. Talk. I'd love to help you.
I would wonder if you'd remember my dad, too. He was a real short guy. He was 76 when he died.
Okay.
So, real sharp dresser.
Yeah.
Probably had a fedora or something like that.
I do remember
and
him.
I think you had told him that he shouldn't preach with his hat on.
Yeah. That's what the Bible teaches. It's respect.
Do you remember where you met him?
Not in particular. I was here 2 days last year.
Well, he wouldn't have been
here. Oh, it wouldn't have been here. Oh, I don't know. I meet so many people. I'm preaching every day. Yeah.
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 Yeah, he was living in his truck.
Oh, okay. Maybe I met him. We're van dwellers. Maybe I met him in a parking lot somewhere.
Quick trip, probably.
We're van dwellers. That's what we do full time. We travel the country full time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Live for the kingdom. Life's short.
Yeah. I'm really going through the ringer right now.
Well, I'm here for you.
I would love to explain the situation and kind of get your.
You tell you what. Here's my offer. You got my email.
Yeah.
Email me. What's your first name?
Michelle, but I go by Shay.
Shay. I'm two posts. You email me, you tell me who you are, I'll give you my phone number. I don't just give it out. If you had a pen, I'd give it to you right now. But I don't give it out because I end up with a lot of mockers and haters. But if people are serious and they email me, they'll give you my phone number. We'll get on the phone and I'll help you in any way I can. We'll go to the doctrine. I'll encourage you. Set your feet on the kingdom of God and go after it. That's all I'm about. That's what I do. I don't sell things. I don't want people's money. I don't promote all this garbage. People are looking for fellowship in all the wrong places. You got to get into biblical, solid, sound doctrine. And if you have to do it on your own and know people from a distance, you'll be stronger for it because you rely on Christ. And then brothers can encourage you long distance. But if you link up with a bunch of false people in a fellowship and carnality and sin, you're going to be compromised. You're only going to rise to their level.
My dad, he was telling me to leave my church because they were preaching once saved, always saved.
Which is unbiblical.
Right. And
when I get out of it, it's like, when Jesus said, when I said he could be
he had separated himself from any churches because mm-hmm. he said he couldn't find a good church.
Right.
And, the people at my church ridiculed him.
Yep. And they will.
And it's like I've noticed that my whole life. Like people have been trying to ridicule my dad.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
Hard lessons to learn, right? Hard lessons. I know that because I go and stand outside religious places and they call the police on me, they threaten me, they do all kinds of wicked things. The church places are not the place to find God and worship God. The place to find God is in the scriptures and by the Spirit and worship Him in your life and then unite to holy people, not the people of the world. If you email me, I'd love to talk to you. I think I'm gonna hold my sign over here and start preaching to some of these people as they're leaving. I'm out here. But yeah, you email me, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to go deep with you. You live around here?
Yeah, Nina.
Nina?
Yeah, what are you doing on Monday?
Not sure yet, but if you call me and set something up, I'd be there for you. Yeah, I'd be there for you. I'm not sure where I'm gonna be. I might be heading over towards, on Monday, I probably will still be right in this area somewhere. Yeah.
Breakfast?
Yeah, sure, we'll go out. I mean, I'd rather go to a park or something and just sit and talk outside. Restaurants, I got a big voice, and restaurants, sometimes they come up to me and they go, oh, you're talking too loud. And it's like, so, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to. Let's set it up. God be praised. All right, we're loving our neighbor. The Flesh Fest is over. Toby the music whore. How has this drawn you closer to the kingdom of God? Really? Fair Use Act for testing purposes. It says it right on my testing. I can use them for Fair Use Act. It's not copyrighted. How did this carnal fleshly show draw you closer to the kingdom of God in holiness and obedience, according to God's word?
According to the Twitter login right here, I have the website pulled up, but basically you have it embedded as a link.
I'm not even on Twitter.
No, the one that you posted on your site about Toby's post that he had, you didn't link the Twitter like you need to for the legal...
Really? For Fair Use Act, it's absolutely fine. He can sue me in a court of law if he wants to, but Christians aren't supposed to sue each other. That would be foolishness.
Can you explain it to me? Why?
Why I would think what?
Why you think that like...
Because none of this is biblical. They didn't preach the biblical gospel to you. They were in here preaching Roman Catholicism, which is a stain against my holy God. It's pagan Christianity. They don't teach you to come out of the world. They don't teach you to live holy and righteous and obey all of God's word. They're teaching you to keep a form of Sunday churchianity religion that God never ordained. You'll never be holy and godly as you follow a church system. Here comes a car. We got to move over. You'll never be holy as you follow the church systems, folks. You have to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth.
What do you call the leadership of the early apostles?
I can't hear you, young man. Biblical elders and deacons is biblical, but they were godly men that obeyed the word of God. They didn't keep pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter, which the churches keep today.
Christmas and Easter were both developed separately by
Roman Catholics. They're merged pagan holidays by Roman Catholics instituted, and the evangelicals kept them. You can't find one place in the Bible where Jesus, or Paul, or Peter, or Jesus kept Christmas ever annually. You won't find it. Or Easter. What's that?
They celebrated Roman holidays in the Bible.
Which one?
I can pull up some.
Which one? What Roman holiday did they celebrate in the Bible? I'm not familiar with that. Are you? Because he didn't tell you to, and it's a pagan holiday. You're supposed to worship and obey God. You're not supposed to obey man-made religion.
It doesn't not say to pray without ceasing, just to celebrate on God,
praying without ceasing doesn't mean you keep pagan holidays.
What about Mason Dixon?
That's, you know what? That's called strange fire worship. You're becoming your own God because you want to worship your own way rather than saying, what did God tell me to do in the New Testament? And I'm going to do that because I'm a servant. I'm born of Him. I'm led by His Spirit and I follow the Word. The American church system goes, we're going to do our own thing and promote holidays that God never did. We're just going to do our own way and God's got to accept it. That's idolatry and rebellion against a holy God.
Would you please tell us what then did God say exactly to do to worship?
Worship is your everyday life lived on how you live for God. Obeying the scriptures, coming out of the world. Get rid of your worldly video games. Get rid of your cultural dress. Get rid of your hobbies that are outside of God's truth. Get rid of your hobbies altogether. You have no time to be doing hobbies. You have to be seeking the kingdom of God. Jesus didn't do hobbies, did he?
You're supposed to.
Yep, Paul worked. That was his job, not a hobby. Do you have a job?
I do have a job.
You should have a job. You should. You what?
I code. I program.
Program, okay. You should have a job that's good, pure, and true because the Bible says if you don't work, you won't eat. But that's not idle hobbies. That's not the Packers. The Packers are sinful. Church systems are sinful. Living like the world and how you act, talk, dress is sinful. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. That's not of the kingdom of God. Most people dress that work out. I used to be a bodybuilder. They dress to show their bodies off. That's not of God. What would that be called? Pride. God hates pride. Did you know homosexuality is an abomination to God? Did you know that a proud look is an abomination to God? Proverbs 6:17. Yes. Why do you adorn your clothes? Why do you wear short shorts? Why do you wear makeup and jewelry?
I'm not doing this for you.
There you go, see? The flesh rears up. Go test yourself, young folks. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. You're being led by your flesh.
Is it wrong?
You'll be deceived. You're being led by your flesh. We want you to come out and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.